RSM Central's Form Express.
Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bets at Horsham.
Race 3, number 2, Watch Hill, my best, Michael. Race 6, number 1, Gotta Love Jimmy, over the odds in a race where I think there's only a couple of hopes. Quaddy First League, just numbers 1 and 2. Second League, numbers 1, 3 and 4. Third League, numbers 6, 7, 8 and 9. Numbers 3, 4 and 6 in the last leg. Early Quaddy to play today. For me, First Leg, numbers 7 and 9. Second League, numbers 4 and 7. Number 2 only in the third leg. Last leg of the early quaddy, numbers 5, 7 and 9.
Let's hear from Andrew Bobbin, who's got Hendrika engaged in that final event.
My best today will be Hendrika in the last. We've got D. Yendall on top. He knows his way around Horsham. The mare's in good form, so hopefully she can be charging late over the top of them and getting the cash.
Let's hear from Dan Nuttall. He's done the form for us there at the Grafton meeting up the top there of New South Wales. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddy, please?
Yeah, we'll wait till last for the best bet. Pretty keen on Admiral Ash, number 4, race 7 at Grafton. He's going pretty well this preparation, just hasn't had a heap of luck. There's a good thing beaten 2 starts ago. He sort of sat wide, covered ground last start, but I thought ran on pretty strongly into 4th. I like the way he finished off after the tough run. This time around, he's finally drawn a gate. He's drawn the inside pole and should be afforded every chance and hopefully can break through here at a pretty decent price. So Admiral Ash in the last, race 7, number 4. Regarding a value bet, we'll go to race number 6 in the form of the 5, Hubble. Just doesn't run out a strong 2,000 metres, and we saw that last start. He's been given a freshen up since then. It wasn't disgraced in a highway handicap in town over this trip, the 1,600 metres. 2 back, and I think that form's pretty good for a race like this. So doesn't win out a turn, but generally thereabouts and back to the mile, I think the key for Hubble, race 5, number 6. Regarding a quaddy, race 4, first leg, we're 4, 6 and 7. And the second leg, race 5, will go 1, 3, 4, 8. Race 6, third leg, 2, 4, 5 and the 14. And in the last, we'll come home with the 1. The 4, Admiral Ash, my best, 3 and 12.
Thanks for that, Dan. Good luck. Good punting.
Cheers, Gareth.
Kevin Casey joins us now to preview Orange. G'day, Kev.
Yeah, good morning to you, Gareth. We're going to get some rain, but I think it might fall and fall pretty hard after this meeting is completed, but we've got some sort of rain-affected track there. The most notable thing about Orange today is that we have a $1.03 jockey challenge favourite. It's Alicia Collett, who... I'm tipping to ride 4, and I'm being fairly conservative there. She's going to ride... Well, in some markets, she's riding the favourite in every race. Race 7, I think Tab's got her on a slight second favourite, but expect her just to rack them up today. She's not in... I think she's 4 from her last 60 or something, but she's going to add to that record very, very nicely today. My best bet is one of hers, and Bjorn Baker, of course, who heads out to Bathurst and Orange quite a bit. Race 6, number 1, Crimson Rock, who will take benefit from the debut. I'm quite sure about that. Needs to adapt to a wetter track. Obviously, we've got a heavy 8 here and was dry on debut, but he's here to be landing on speed and looks terribly hard to beat for mine. Race 6, number 1, Crimson Rock, the best. The value chance for me today is in race 5, a horse called Brew Boss, the last start winner. It's the challenge to back up and put down back-to-back wins, but does handle the give in the ground, no worries, and looks a little over there for mine. It's a field of 8 there. You're getting each-way odds about Brew Boss, so it's the value for me. Alicia Collett, the jockey to follow. Quaddy numbers, this is fairly conservative. First leg, 1, 4, 5, 9 and 12. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 5. The third leg, 1, 8 and 11. And home with 1, 3, 5 and 6.
We wish you the best of luck, Kev. Go and get them.
Very good.
There we go. There's Kevin Casey there. Bjorn Baker joins us because, as Kevin pointed out, he's got some nice chances at Bathurst this afternoon and he's got a wonderful strike rate at this track. Good morning to you, Bjorn. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Californian goes around in race number three on the program, or two, I should say. She's the short price favourite, this daughter of Savapil. I guess if she handles a heavy eight, she'd be mighty hard to beat.
Yeah,
in fact, Red Orange, I should say. You dominated this track as well as Bathurst.
Yeah, I like Orange and Bathurst. I like it. I had my first winner in Australia in Bathurst, so I like getting out there. And I've actually bought through some pretty good horses, believe it or not, from out there. So I think it's getting more competitive, though, no doubt about it. And California as well. I guess the wet track is one question mark. On a relatively quick turnaround from a good first up run, they went really fast that day. So she should be able to be up close enough anyway.
You got a couple of chances there in race number six on the card. And one of those is Crimson Rock, who Kevin Casey is identified as the best of the day for your stable. And I'll go to Jack's Legacy in just a moment. You scratch the other one from race six. But Crimson Rock, do you think that he's a good thing in race six?
Oh, I think he's going really well. It was a good first up run, and he had trialled well before that. He got a little bit lost over the 900 at Newcastle, which can happen. So I think we've drawn a better gate today. He's won a trial on a soft seven. And Alicia Collardon, she's riding super at the moment. So he should be able to get into a good spot, and often towards the inside is a good place to be at Orange.
And the son of Piero, Jack's Legacy, has had the one run. What do you make of his chances in race four?
Yeah, I thought his first up run was good, and Alicia Collett rode him that day and liked him. He sort of just did one or two things wrong, so I think the 1400 should really suit. And he's definitely fit enough to run a good 1400, and he's a good-looking horse. I'd hope he'd be very competitive today.
So your best chance, you think, Bjorn?
Jack's Legacy.
And your stable's flying, mate. Congratulations with the success that you're having. And she's ideals of beauty. She had the lovely run there on Saturday in the Kingston Town, but she was dominant. You must be looking forward to the Metrop. And then after that, is there a chance that we might see her at Caulfield for the Cup?
Yeah, I'd love to get down there. I just spoke to Greg Carpenter. It's looking sort of more likely that she will get a run as it stands in the Caulfield Cup. And, I think 2-4 at Caulfield could really suit. And then, who knows, hopefully on to the Melbourne Cup. So it would be great to be involved, let alone I think she, if she sort of holds her current form, should definitely go down as a live chance.
Terrific, mate. Good luck today, especially going forward with some of the bigger spring races.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
There's Bjorn Baker there. Robbie Orber joins us to preview this Maryborough meeting there in the trots. G'day, Rob.
Very good morning to you, Gareth.
How do we make some money there?
Look, there's some short price favourites here today that should be winning, but there's certainly one or two that I think are a little bit over the odds. Look, I think the best bet of the day should be in race 8, number 9, Blitzern, his three-year-old colt of Alan McDonough. He's absolutely flying. He's won his last two starts. He's the final leg of the quaddy today. He should be winning race 8, number 9, Blitzern. Looking for a value bet, I thought race 6, number 6, not negotiable, Gareth. He's first up since April. Loved the way he trialled at Melton the other night. He certainly hit the line really strongly. I think he's a promising three-year-old. He's only had the 9 starts for 3 wins and 3 placings. He's come up second favourite, and I certainly think he can run a really good race today. Race 6, number 6, not negotiable. Looking for an outsider today. There was one that certainly caught my eye. It was in race 3, number 10, Jack of the Green. He's been a little bit costly of recent times, where he's looked to be a chance, but things haven't gone his way. And look, he's out 20-1 at the moment. I think he was 40-1 earlier on, and I certainly think he's got a little rough chance today if you're just looking for one that have a couple of dollars each way at big odds. Race 3, number 10, Jack of the Green, for the quaddie today. I think it's going to be a pretty short quaddie, but we'll try to put some value in there if you want to play a little bit wider. First leg of the quaddie, number 1, Kimball, looks very hard to beat. He looks a standout. If you want to play a little bit wider, numbers 2, 5, 7, 8 and 9 have got chances. 2, 5, 7, 8 and 9, but I thought 1, Kimball, looks a horse to beat. Second leg of the quaddie, I thought 2 main chances here, 4 Shayella and 6 Not Negotiable, 4 and 6. Again, if you want to play a little bit wider, 2 Fight and Fury and 5 Pride Lands have both got hopes. We then go to the third leg. There's a few chances in this race. I thought 3 Master Remy definitely had a good hope, 5 I'm Eugene, number 8 Captain Confetti and number 10 October Rain, 3, 5, 8 and 10 and number 7 might be an outsider, Heston Cash, to put in for some value. And the last leg, look, I thought there were only 2 two real main chances. 9 Blitzern, I thought he was clearly the horse to beat. I thought 4 Major Mel trialled pretty nicely at Melton the other night. Might be a little chance at value, but I think it's a pretty short quaddy. Kimball the first leg, Blitzern the last leg. They look the main two for you.
Brilliant, mate. Just quickly, and we've got about 5 seconds before this Warrnambool race. If the Victoria Cup's not at Melton, where should it be?
Well, all reports it won't be. I think Bendigo seems the right place, doesn't it?
Okay. Bendigo for Robbie Orber. I'll make that down in the votes. Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
There's Robbie Orber there. We'll continue on the Form Express here. Georgie Ferrugia joins us now to preview Ballarat and Shepparton. G'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you this
Good,
morning?
Good, thank you, mate. How do we back a winner there at Ballarat and Shepparton?
Yeah, we kick off at Ballarat, race 6, number 8, a greyhound called Uniquely Mines. First start back for several weeks, Gareth, but comes from a litter that have done well in this type of company. And the way the race maps out, I'm pretty keen on Uniquely Mine. I think it's certainly a winnable race 6, number 8. Quaddy numbers 2, 5, 7 and 8 into 3, 6 and 8 into 3, 4, 7 and 8 into 2, 5 and 7 to bring us home. Shepparton, race 9, number 1, loves the surf. Probably the best of the day for mine. Drawn where she wants to be. She was a good winner here 2 starts ago. And some of her provincial wins have come in very, very good time. I think if she just gets an ounce of luck early, Gareth, she'll be very hard to beat, race 9, number 1. Quaddy numbers 2, 4 and 8 into 2, 4, 5 and 7 into 1, 3, 6 and 8 into 1 and 7.
Georgie, what did you make of the awards night there last night for GRV? And Shimmer Shine was announced as the Greyhound of the Year.
Yeah, he was on the back of his 3 group wins. Gareth, 2 of them at Group 1 level. He also placed in another 3 wins. Without knowing the ins and outs, obviously we weren't on the panel. It probably was one of the tighter finishes you would see, I'd be guessing, with Tigalong Tonk, their record.
He wasn't even in the top 3, Tigalong Tonk, they tell me.
Well, he should have been because he was as close to Shimmer Shine's. Their records are nearly identical in a sense that both won 3 group races, 2 of them at group level. Tonk won the shootout. Shimmer Shine won the Horsham Cup. Tonk was in 16 finals, won 3 of them. Shimmer Shine in 11 and won 3 of them. There wasn't much between them. It was almost a tale of two halves, Gareth, in a sense that Shimmer Shine did a lot of his best work at the first 6 months of the racing calendar, and Tigalong Tonk come home with a wet sail, winning the Perth Cup and then obviously taking out the Harrison Dawson. I would have thought there wouldn't have been too much between them. Of course, there was Simon Told, Helen Hardstyle Rico as well as finalists. But, yeah, look, it would have been a tough finish, I would say, between those two.
Yeah, I think I might have just leant towards Tigalong Tonk, but we can debate that tomorrow. Looking at their stats and the way that it panned out, well, he should have been in the top 3 anyway, I think, the Tonk. I can't believe he wasn't even in the top 3. But we'll discuss that tomorrow there, Georgie.
Yeah, we will. We will, mate. I'm sure you've got a lot to say about that. But if you go through it, Gareth, there wasn't much between them on paper. But you're right. Tigalong Tonk's last, say, 3 or 4 months of that racing calendar was unbelievable. And I think one of the runs of the year was his win in the Perth Cup. He had no right to win that from where he was. But congratulations to Shimmer Shine. He's been crowned the Greyhound of the Year. Also the Victorian Sprinter of the Year. The Stayer of the Year, Gareth, went to Houdini Boy, of course, who injury curtailed what was an unbelievable career over the staying journey. And we just heard from another one of the award winners in Rob Tester taking out the Ken Carr medal. But we can touch on all the winners tomorrow in Off the Leash.
You're a good man. Thanks for that, Georgie.
Speak to you soon, mate.
There's Georgie Ferrugia there. Now, some breaking news. Ben Sproul from racing.com is reporting that Mick Price has officially put the pen through Ayrton spring preparation with the Boom Galloper to be sent to the Spelling Paddock. Ayrton was checked into the Southeastern Equine Hospital late last week to treat swelling found on his near hind leg. And while the gelding is responding well to treatment, connections have pulled up stumps on his campaign, which included plans to run in the Epsom Handicap and the Golden Eagle. Michael Kent Jr. has been quoted and he says, as of yesterday, his 4 out of 5 lameness has gone down to 1 out of 5 and the infection has subsided a lot. Mind you, he's on pretty intense antibiotics. So when you come off antibiotics, you have to see how the horse reacts, Price said on Monday, who trains, of course, in partnership with Michael Kent Jr. So that was Mick Price quoting that particular statement. So that is sad news to see Ayrton out of the spring carnival, but hopefully he'll be back bigger and better come next year. And Michael Gurin's reporting from New Zealand as well that Probabil will be backing up in the Underwood Stakes, so she takes her place in that Group 1 at Sandown on Saturday. We'll take a quick break with Gareth Hall here on RSN Central on this Monday morning. In fact, we've got some news breaking now that the Victoria Cup meeting has been transferred to Bendigo. So the Victoria Cup meeting transferred to Bendigo in the trot. So plenty of news breaking this morning. We'll take a break and we'll come back with David Gately for Racing Rewind.